This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Rami tells me we've got Brandon Tierney here on the line to talk about the passing of the legendary Lou Carnesecca. Brandon, are you there?
I'm out here, Coach. How you doing?
All right, good. How are you? Welcome to the show. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Coach for a sec. You know, I'm actually in Dallas, and I'm it's my in-laws' 50th wedding anniversary, and I just got the notification, and you know, I think you have to be of a certain age to really appreciate Coach, and really know what he meant. You know, everybody knows the stats and all the wins, and you know how influential he was in the early days of the Big East. And his spirit and, you know, diminutive in size and just a monster in stature. But we lost a great one tonight. I mean, there's just no way around it. And, you know, he's one of those people for me that, and you just know this is never going to be the case. But for me, I just thought he was going to live forever. And I know that that's not possible. I know that that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
But. You know, doing the games and being a part of the program, I didn't even know who was on because I'm out of the loop a little bit. As I said, I'm in Dallas.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, and I'm like, you know what? I got to get on the air and I got to let everybody know what he meant. You know, there's a few people, and again, it depends on your age. And for me, it was Mattingly and it was Mullen and it was Coach Carnesecca.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know you're an athlete, too, and most of us at The Fan on air, outside of Boomer and Tiki, you know, who are actually a real athlete, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we all hit that ceiling earlier than they did.
Yes.
And, you know, I look back at that spark. I look back at that flame that it became in the mid-'80s when, Danielle, when I tell you, every one of us in Brooklyn was rocking a starter St. John's jacket. Every one of us.
That was the style, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. And then when we take off the jacket, we have on the hoodie. And when we go play CYO games, we wear the hoodie in the layup line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, there was a point. There was actually a point. This is impossible to fathom, but it's true. There was a point. This is when Patrick is still at Georgetown, obviously, and Chris is at St. John's. Where St. John's was bigger than the Knicks. I know it sounds unfathomable when you think about the monstrosity that the NBA has become and this renaissance that the Knicks have had, although they got to start playing better defense. I'll get to that Monday with Sal when I get back.
But, yeah, that's you know. True. The effort is a little bit lacking from the Knicks team right now.
I'm not liking this defense, but there was I remember going to CYO practice, right, with my dad. He was the coach, and we'd practice like 9, and we'd have a game at 10. We'd always go to the diner after it, and we'd read the Post, and we'd read the news, and we'd talk about, you know, Mattingly and Dwight Gooden and Lawrence Taylor and, you know, all the great players. You just go back. It was really my first radio show. I didn't even know it. Mm-hmm. And those days, he's like, all right, we got to go, check. Because St. John's was playing Georgetown at the Garden, or St. John's was playing Villanova, or Seton Hall, or Boston College back in the old Big East, and it was the ticket. I mean, it was the ticket, man. And he's just, you know, I know I'm kind of rambling, I get it, but he was the absolute best. He was the best, man. His heart and his spirit was just unmatched. So I just want to say, here's what I do want to say to the St. John's family out there, right? I'm going to carry him with me forever. And every time that, not just me, and I'm not making this about me, I'm saying this for him.
Sure.
Myself and Mink, when we fire up that mic and we do these games, he is with us the rest of the way, as long as I'm blessed to do these games. And I should just put this on Instagram, and I mean this. I know they had a couple of tough losses in the Bahamas, Baylor, whatever. St. John's going to be good this year. And there is nobody that I would want coaching this team, you know, the year, the day, the month that Coach Carnesecca left us, than Rick Pitino. He was just, I remember I met him after they were having, I mean, I met him a bunch, yeah. But they beat Duke, and they were having a brutal season. And it was such an unexpected win at the Garden. Shamari Ponds went bonkers. And you would have thought that they were number one team, St. John's, instead of Duke in the country. Mm-hmm. And I bump into Coach Carnesecca in the bowels of the Garden, and I go, Louie, we got him, right? I have this on video. I'm going to have to post this when I get back.
Yeah.
And he goes, and Coach, it was such an old school, like New York City. He goes, put that one in the stash. I'm like, you're the best, man. You're the best. So I don't want to take up the rest of the show.
Okay.
I think I heard you say you have one more segment, but, you know, for that man to grace us with his basketball brilliance first, and then his care and his affection, not only for the game of basketball, but for people of all colors and all creeds, and to represent St. John's up until this morning, the way he did, it was magic. And that is not hyperbole. It was magic, and it was a gift, and he was a gift.
Hey, Brandon, I know you shared one of your memories that you had with him. Funny story. What did you learn from him?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, first I think I learned, and I didn't know this when I first learned it, mm-hmm. but I learned anything's possible. Because if you really think about, you know, think about what we do for a living. Like, the odds of being on WFAN are relatively minuscule, if you really think about it, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like trying to be an actor or just a musician. There's really no rhyme or reason to it. You've got to have a belief most of it's based on blindness early, and a passion and a conviction.
Yes.
And you've just got to follow it. And I look at Coach Carnesecca, you know, he kind of set the template for that, is, you know, immigrants from Italy, and his parents had a little grocery store, and, you know, they're getting their, like, their old school hustle on, like in a legal way, you know what I mean? Like,
Italians came here and they were hard workers. They came here with not a lot, and they made a lot out of what they came with.
Correct. And then you look at somebody like John Thompson, and they were so opposite. John was 6'8", you know, Coach is white. Coach Thompson's no longer with us either, unfortunately. You know, African American. Like, you wouldn't think that these guys would have the bond that they shared. And I think to answer that in a long-winded way, like, you know, not all of us are blessed with 4.4 speed or 6.8 or can throw a fastball 98 or 99 miles an hour. But you look at somebody like Coach Carnesecca, who's bagging groceries and cutting up roast beef when he was 12 or 13 years old. Mm-hmm. He goes on truly, truly, and I mean this, to become one of the great sports figures in our amazing city's history. Like, yeah. You think about the list. And, you know, of course, Babe is on there and Mickey. And I'm not going to just go down the whole list. We know the list, right?
Yeah.
But Coach Carnesecca is on it. And he was just a gentleman, and he was unassuming. And, you know, I have one regret, because he's going to turn 100 on the day that my son turns 10. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I said, we're in Dallas, and my in-law's 50th wedding anniversary, and my son was a monster St. John's fan. He's been to, like, 15 games. But Coach doesn't go to all the games because he couldn't. And I really wanted my son to meet him this year. Like, I kind of excused myself from the party, and I went into you know, one of the rooms, and he was playing Fortnite and football with his cousins. Mm-hmm. And I told him, and, like, he just stopped what he was doing. And he knew, like, he already knew. He knows what Coach Carnesecca, you know, not only means to me, means to us, and yeah. what St. John's means to us. And, you know, man, I would love, of course, it would be great for me to be there and have fun doing it, but I would love for St. John's to just crush it the rest of the way,
yeah.
and just carry on. And even if they don't, which I think that I know that they'll be good, but just carry on his unwavering spirit. I mean, the man was like 5'1", and he cast this massive shadow, this incredible shadow on the greatest, best sports city in the world. And that's special stuff. And there's never, you know, so for so many reasons, we'll just never have somebody like him again, because we'll never have somebody coach that long at St. John's again. It'll never be that pure again. You know, his old line was his old line, and it's great. And it was true. He's like, I don't need a recruiting budget. I go, I got Subway tokens. I go to the Bronx. Yeah, I go to Queens. I get, you know, I get 3, 4, 5 kids. I get 2 JUCO kids, and I'm a top 15 team. And when you really look at the records and the great players, of course, Mullen, Barry, Mark Jackson, and many others, I could just go on and on and on. The great late Malik Sealy, he was getting those guys with Subway tokens. He was the best, the absolute best.
Well, he was a legend in our city, Brandon, and I'm sorry for your loss. I know you loved him and all, so I'm sorry to hear about that.
It's happiness, you know, like you go through it and you're just stunned, because I know I said early when I first got on, like, it's not realistic, unfortunately. Obviously, we're all going to go at some point, not to get too morbid here, but that you just figure, like, is anybody that's going to break what we already know and what everybody's known for eternity? You know, you thought that he had a chance to be that person. I mean, I would look up with Mink, and even last year, not every game, but I'd look up and behind the St. John's bench, and he's sitting there with Coach Mahoney and Coach Rutledge, his coaches, when they went to the Final Four in 85, longtime lieutenants, you know, great friends, and he'd still be there. And, you know, he was just so, he was so old, but his spirit was still so strong. So it's a sad night, but it's really a night of celebration. So I just poured myself a little glass of red vino, actually my third one, because I didn't know I'd be on the air tonight, and you know, celebrating with the in-laws. And I think we should all raise that glass to Coach Carnesecca in St. John's tonight.
Yes, well, I've got my water bottle here. I will do the same. What kind of red wine are you drinking, Brandon?
I don't know. I don't even know. I know my father-in-law has. I don't even know. I know it's red.
That's all.
Well, yeah, it's a Pinot. I don't know where it's from. And quite frankly, there was a lot of people here. It's starting to dissipate now. It might be like bottle 6 or 7.
Oh.
So I might be mixing. I might even be mixing and matching at this point.
Oh,
I don't know, but it's going down well.
Oh,
it's going
boy.
Down well.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time calling in here, Brandon. You know, I really like you. I look up to you, and it means a lot for you to call in and do this here tonight.
I appreciate you having me on, because it's your show, and you had to let me come on. So thank you for just giving me a few minutes then. Rest in peace, Coach. We love you, and thanks for being Coach Cardasecca. He's New York City's grandfather of hoops. That's what he is.
You got it. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
You got it, Coach. I'll talk to you, kiddo.
All right. Hey, and you cannot tell the story of college basketball, of the Big East, of New York City basketball without Lou Cardasecca. So, rest in peace to him. 99 years young, a life well lived.